The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
From the moment of our arrival in this Earth realm, we are programmed, conditioned, indoctrinated, and mind-controlled pretty much from the time we begin to learn and develop. We are trained into the system to view reality in the way that it's presented, to accept and to never question. Many are sent to the 12-step brainwashing camps that we call schools to be indoctrinated and trained to fit into the system that will enslave us from cradle to grave. For so many, this is where their education ends, and it is not education at all. It is miseducation. In between, there is religious dogmas, television programming, video games, high-tech gadgets, and an endless plethora of distractions, all designed to keep the individual from self-discovery. Everything is designed to keep the consciousness focused on the external. We are fed lie after lie after lie, and these illusions become what we call reality for us, even though it is a false reality. An artificial, superimposed construct is woven around the mind. The mind control is so complete and comprehensive that the criminal miscreants that run this world lie to people's faces over and over, and it goes unnoticed. We are trained to become molded into society, to chase material pursuits as just another cog in the wheel. Making money to obtain more stuff after a percentage is stolen through taxation becomes the main purpose of life for so many. Eat, sleep, work becomes the cycle as we run around on the proverbial hamster wheel, never really getting anywhere except one step closer to the grave with very little inner or spiritual fulfillment. We are born into bondage, into a prison for consciousness, and most will remain there for their entire lives, or perhaps lifetime after lifetime. The tools to gather knowledge, become informed, and learn have been available to us for some time. As we see, most people have absolutely no interest whatsoever in expanding their knowledge base or searching for truth. Inquisitiveness, as well as critical and free thinking, have become non-existent. So has common sense. People would much rather be told what to think and exist within their reality bubble and normalcy bias as opposed to pushing forward in their perceptual and cognitive advancement. They stagnate, and they are fine with it. It's a fate worse than death for them to ever admit that they've been fooled. The truth offends their perceptual illusions. They cling unwaveringly to denial, preconceived ideas, belief structures, false paradigms, ideologies, and archaic ideas about the nature of reality, life, and most importantly, themselves. For all intents and purposes, they are under a spell. Their lives directed not by the inner light of knowingness and intelligence, but by outer, manipulated, collectivized versions of a false reality, manufactured out of orchestrated fear and trauma. There is currently underway, and has been for thousands of years, a psychological war upon the very consciousness of humanity. A very small percentage of people operate with a different level of perception. For their whole lives, they felt that something was wrong with the world. They couldn't quite put their finger on it, but a subconscious urging, an expanded level of inquisitiveness and curiosity leads them to seek relentlessly, to uncover truth, and eventually to embark on a journey of self-discovery. They willingly choose to walk the road of awakening, which consists of dismantling beliefs, thought constructs, opinions, etc., in an ongoing process of deconstruction and unlearning. Since the mind conditioning is so complete, most will never choose this difficult path. They lack the courage to do so. The journey of perceptual advancement is rewarding, but there is a dark side to becoming aware. It can be very distressing and devastating having one's entire perceptual paradigm crumble, and many people dip their toes, so to speak, and decide that the water is just too cold, so they go back to their perceptual cul-de-sac, and it is there they shall dwell. The very few push on despite these feelings of uneasiness and the discovery of the bitter truth and the depths to which we have been lied to. The truth is ugly, and most simply do not have the courage to face it, so they choose willful ignorance instead, which is defined as the state and practice of ignoring any sensory input that appears to contradict one's inner model of reality. And further, the practice can entail completely disregarding established facts, evidence, and/or reasonable opinions if they fail to meet one's expectations. Then there is the phenomenon of information bias, which is defined thusly. The tendency for people to only seek out information that conforms to their pre-existing viewpoints and subsequently ignore information that goes against them. Most of the sheeple don't even get to the stage of confirmation bias. They simply believe the pre-scripted, ready-made official version of events spewed by a media full of intellectual prostitutes and robotic repeaters. So-called journalists within the mainstream media are little more than spokespeople for the official version of events that the consortium network wants the public to believe. It seems as if far too many people have simply conceded their right to think critically, ask questions, and trust their own inherent intelligence, if they have any, and instead mindlessly and blindly simply believe what they are told to from some outside authority. When did it become a criminal act to challenge authority? Now, it's a mental disorder. The ones that do are immediately branded as dangerous, crazy, or some other derogatory label because they're daring to present information that flies in the face of the consensus, causes cognitive dissonance, and they must be shut up at all costs to maintain the illusion. History is replete with examples of this. Many among the hypnotized will attack mercilessly anyone who dares to challenge the consensus or upset their carefully edited version of reality. The term consensus trance was coined by parapsychologist Charles Tart and is defined as an automated state of consciousness, actually the normal consciousness, based on the premise that people believe what they are told to be true as opposed to what they have themselves realized to be true. Despite the consensus trance that holds vast numbers of people under its spell, I do believe that we are in a unique time in history where the spell is breaking. This is what the elites fear the most, that the game will be exposed and that people may actually come together and foil their plans. In fact, they're getting very desperate. They know their time is just about up. In the meanwhile, it's probably a good idea for those of us who have some insight into the machinations of this consortium and their games to keep exposing facets of it. In my view, it is very important to always remember and teach awakening people that first and foremost, this is a psychological coup d'etat, and the battlefield is the mind, the very consciousness of humankind. We can clearly witness how deeply the spell has people under hypnosis by observing facets of the fake plandemic. It is absolutely astounding. People will allow themselves to be injected with untested poison because some criminal told them to, and they certainly wouldn't be bothered researching the backgrounds of the people they have blindly trusted. These past 2 years have been a very revealing time. Many of us who have awakened feel compelled to assist others to share what we have discovered. That's when you realize very quickly that very few people want to hear the truth. They would rather embrace total lies to comfort their illusions. It gets very frustrating and you open yourself up to enormous ridicule and condemnation by your peers and family. If you stay on the path, chances are you will lose many so-called friends. It's a very lonely road to walk. When a person's perceptual comfort zone collapses, it can be very traumatizing. But walking this road willingly is far easier than remaining in denial. The ones who prop up their cognitive fortresses and ignore the painful truth are going to be dragged through the mud as this paradigm collapses all around them, and it's all due to their own stubbornness and refusal to make a conscious effort to become self-actualized. They are in for a rude awakening, and massive psychological breakdown on an unprecedented scale will be the result, and it won't be much longer. Part of this entails watching people that we love succumb to the lie and blindly follow orders like obedient sheep. In the end, the awakening process is very rewarding, but you have to be willing to walk through the fire. It can be very frustrating, especially when one compassionately tries to assist others in seeing what's going on, only to be scorned for it. The most vicious attacks often come from family, but if we push on, the rewards are immeasurable. What you finally realize is that those who want to stay asleep will, and there's no saving them. But we forge ahead, forever planting seeds in the hopes that some of them take root. Although there is a dark side to becoming aware, if we stay resolute, we wouldn't trade it for the world once we reach a more advanced perspective. It is worth all the pain.